This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Bipartisanship was on display this morning at the White House with his former opponent, Republican Senator John McCain, at his side. President Barack Obama signed a memorandum ordering the creation of new guidelines for federal contracting. The president says tougher oversight and the end of no-bid contracts would eliminate wasteful spending and save taxpayers $40 billion a year. Last week, Senator McCain publicly raised the issue of the high cost of revamping the White House helicopter fleet. Also standing with the president this morning was Brooklyn Congressman Adolphus Towns. He joins us now to talk about the contracting overhaul. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
You're chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, so you have a role in this memorandum that the president issued today. The memorandum directs the director of the Office of Management and Budget to work with the Secretary of Defense, the head of NASA, the head of General Services, the director of the Office of Personnel Management, and other agencies to come together and come up with protocols for determining whether a contract is wasteful or not. How do you do that? Where do you start?
Well, I would start, first of all, that they need to strengthen the IGs in the office. The inspector generals in those offices need to be strengthened. The point is that they have to act in an independent fashion. Because if the director or the agency head controls the IG, then the IG cannot do his or her job. And number two is to evaluate contracts to see whether or not they are actually doing what they're supposed to do. If it's not effective, then let's be open and honest and say, let's get rid of it.
Where do you begin, though? What's your definition of waste? How do you define what is wasteful?
Well, if you have a contract that's not providing the service. And we have that. You know, we had a contract where they were providing bulletproof vests, but the vests would not protect bullets. Well, you can't continue to do business with a company that's not doing what they're supposed to do. You terminate that contract, or you arrange to have them debarred so they won't get any more government contracts.
I understand William Lynn III, a former lobbyist for the weapons maker Raytheon, will lead procurement reform at the Pentagon. Really, is a lobbyist the right sort of person to reform defense procurement?
Well, you know, sometimes you have to get people that know a lot about what's really going on. You have to recognize he's had a lot of experience in terms of dealing with contracts. I really feel that being he has been on that side, he has some information that maybe I don't have that, on my side. And now that he is working both, that he probably can give us some ideas and suggestions as to some things that we might be able to do to correct it. So let me put it this way. I think it was Benjamin Franklin, that read a book on how to swim and jumped in the water and almost drowned because he thought he knew because he read a book. And I think that sometimes those of us here in the Congress are guilty of that. So it might be good to have someone from the other side to come in and say, well, look, let me tell you this as well, so you will know the complete story.
Well, let's hope it works out that way and it's not a case of the fox guarding the hen house. Finally, Congressman Towns, this isn't the first time President Obama has met with his former opponent in the race for the presidency. This isn't the first time he's met with McCain. But what was it like being there today with two men who disagreed on so much now working together?
I think that what the President Obama was looking at, if he has a good idea, he didn't care where it was coming from, long as it was a good one. And I'm very impressed with that because he's saying that I want to reach out and work with everybody.
Congressman Ed Towns, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congressman Ed Towns represents the 10th Congressional District in Brooklyn. This is WNYC.